here.
It's simple. It's natural.
Like 98.5 The Sports Hub on Facebook. Continue the conversation on your favorite sports stories.
We're all compelled to do it.
98.5 The Sports Hub. It's T&R.
T&R.
98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Kutcher and Rich.
Okay, keep doing it.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Quickly, George. Hello.
How you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Listen, you got some serious issues.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. The thing is, with this everyday man being liked, I think it goes a lot deeper than that. The thing is, for example, with a couple of days ago with Minahan, the EEI thing, you were saying, oh, you know, Minahan, he and I are cordial. You know, you didn't want him to like you and a bunch of nonsense like that. But the biggest thing that really I find, I don't know, where you really need to be liked is this thing with Felger way back with 98 Mile. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
It was something where you told him that, you know, you didn't want him to hate you and, you know, you don't want to be hated. And you need this feel to be liked by people. And I don't know why.
Well, doesn't everyone want to be loved?
You know what? You know, if they love you, great. If they don't, that's fine, too.
Well, that's a very flippant attitude. I believe that everyone should be loved. I don't get the part about Minahan at all. I don't understand what you're talking about
the
that.
The Minahan thing was, I can't recall exactly what it was, but you were saying something about EEI. You know, I'm sure it'll be on the radio soon.
Yeah, because they have our show hardwired into their board. They have someone who monitors our show. That's why I said it.
About you, what they say.
I don't care what they say about me. All I'm doing is I'm making the point. First of all, I never start any of it. And second of all, our show is hardwired into their board and they're listening to the show. I don't understand what people don't get about that. We never play their audio on our show. They play our audio on their show all the time and they edit it up to make it sound like we're saying things we're not saying. Go listen to the podcast. Don't bring that into it. I have mental deficiencies all over the place.
Sure.
And the Felger thing might be a manifestation of that.
Sure.
But I have, but don't put the EEI stuff on me because that's not me. Jimmy Stewart says they have the show hardwired into their board and that they sit there and they obviously have someone listening to it because if their name comes up, they perk up their ears and they get all excited and they start playing the audio. So don't put that on me. Do you understand that?
So it doesn't bother you that, you know, that they may think negative of you?
No, it bothers me if they lie about me. I don't want to be friends with them. When I see Minahan, he's fine. I see him once a year at the Super Bowl, and I have a brief conversation with him, and he's a nice enough guy. What do you want me to do? What you get in a fight with him?
No.
It's radio. I see him once a year at the Super Bowl. We have a cordial conversation. I ask how he's doing. He asks how I'm doing. And then I go about my business. That's all. I'm done talking about EEI for the rest of the year. I'm done. It's been too much already. Boy,
it's
oh boy.
It's only March.
I'm done.
Okay.
Well, short of something astronomical mm-hmm. happening.
You're not. We're not putting this off again.
I'm going to do it right now.
We're doing this right now.
Right. I just wanted to take the phone call because I thought it would set this up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But it turned out to be this in-depth thing that I don't understand what he was talking about. I thought it would be short and sweet. All right, what are we doing here? Here's the intro.
I know I'm only part-time, but you refuse to learn my name. If I have to beg and plead with you, Freddie T. Can't you see it would mean so much to me? Do you know my name? Friend Toucher. I've been here so long, you should know. Do you know my name? Friend Toucher. I even worked on the morning show.
I don't want to know that last guy. All right, so what's the game, Hardy?
So the game is people who are part-time here at the radio station, encountered some of them last week and over the weekend, had them just record a little greeting to you, a little, hey, how you doing? And it'll be your job to identify that person. They will explain to you, you know, who they are in a little bit of detail without giving it away. So let's play the first one here, Dan, if we could, please.
Hi, Fred. I met you in August of
2009. I will remember you.
When you were at BCN.
Will you remember me?
A week before we converted to the Sports Hub.
Don't
the dark time.
Your life.
I was your overnight guy for about 8 years. Who am I?
Oh, I know who that is.
The redheaded stranger.
Yes. What is his name?
The redheaded stranger. The lurker.
And we need his name,
need
please.
The name, Fred.
Redheaded Stranger is a Willie Nelson album.
The redheaded creepy. Okay, let me think.
I don't want to give it away.
I've never talked to him.
He worked overnights for years. He was here when you would come in.
He's a delightful guy, I'm sure.
He is.
A week before we converted to the Sports Hub.
Hey, Hardy, you have a lot of conversations with him?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I gave him a Scotty Bowman bobblehead because he told me that he collected bobbleheads and he saw the one I had in my back office. I'm like, you know what? I'm not even using it. You can have it. And he said, wow, thanks. He just had twins.
I know. Congratulations. I knew that because Dan is friends with him on Facebook.
He's even got a nickname that everybody calls him.
The captain.
There we go.
The captain.
Because he would
do the read during Amy Lawrence. You go, and I'm the captain.
That's right. Yes. Sean McIlroy.
All right.
We all call McIlroy. It's McIlroy. So there you go.
Yeah, you didn't know that it was McIlroy until you talked to him.
Until he said it out loud.
Yeah.
But it's spelled McIlroy. He pronounces it McIlroy.
Yeah, who do you think he is?
You have a half a point out of one.
Okay.
Okay.
The captain.
Next one.
Hello, Fred. We've worked together a bit now and again. I am not going to utter a particular letter of the alphabet, for that would give it away. Who am I?
Marshall Hook.
That's right. Yeah. And what letter of the alphabet will he not utter, for that would give it away?
S?
That's correct. Marshall
Hook. Nicely done.
Who has
a debilitating speech.
Yeah, odd choice as a broadcaster for someone with a...
He does not like me. Marshall Hook does not like me.
Marshall Hook does not like anything or anyone.
No, but he legitimately... First of all, with the whole wild card thing with Marshall Hook, I thought that that was fun and it gave him a little juice. And he legitimately does not like me. I know that for a fact. But I'm starting to realize, and I'm not kidding, I'm starting to take a step back, and I always felt that I was very popular around here. And I'm finding out that that is not the case. I'm finding out that that is not the
oh,
case.
Boy.
All right, continue.
Hi, Fred. I first worked with you 3 years ago on your show. I've done multiple times that I've done audio for you in the back, and you know me and you see me all the time. Who am I?
You are, wait, play the guy again. Play the guy.
I do not know this guy.
Hi, Fred. I first worked with you 3 years ago on your show.
That's exactly like Steve-O.
I've done multiple times that I've done audio for you in the back, and you know me and you see me all the time. Who am I?
Is he disguising his voice?
No, that's how he talks
him.
All the time.
Yep. He's done multiple audio things
for
us?
He's filled in for Mike at least a handful of times that I can remember.
That's not Brian Robb.
No. Brian Robb.
Brian Robb times three.
Yes.
Lifshads?
Yeah. I'm going to give you half a point for that.
Yeah.
Because it took you a while. What's his first name?
No, plus you gave it away. Oh. Dan.
Yes.
Plus you gave it away.
Yeah.
And you said you could call him
like
fat.
The captain.
He's never filled in. He's never filled in for Mike.
No. He's
oh,
never
I thought he had.
No.
But that tells you how.
No. I just know him from when I used to be on Twitter. Very supportive of the show. I like Dan Lifshads.
All right. Well, you have 2 points out of a possible three so far. So you're doing better than I thought you would.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you gave him the captain. If you hadn't said the captain, he wouldn't have gotten it.
All right. These are easy.
Okay. Here we go.
Hi, Fred. I've worked at 98.5 since 2013. I've never worked with you, but I've been introduced to you at least five or six times.
No.
And don't feel too bad if you don't get my name, because I've worked with Felger at least 10 times, and he still mispronounces my name every single time.
I'll take a shot in the dark. Arcand. The kid with the logged me out of the computer. The kid with the weird neck.
Weird neck.
Don't. I have no idea at all. But can, so if it further embarrass me, can you give me any other information about the person?
He's Coach Zach's roommate. My kid's gym teacher.
Okay, so he's not making a lot of money.
He's also a sports anchor down Providence on television station.
Well, there you go. And he has to double duty here. I will never in a million years know.
I guess I think I have this one.
Go ahead.
Tim McCone.
What does he do here?
He actually did updates replacing me yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah, he's...
He filled in for Hardy on the midday show yesterday.
That's correct.
And he walked in while you were still here.
Yeah. I might as well have been invisible.
Good guy. Felger calls him Chuck McCown.
Yes.
When his name is Tim McCone.
Yeah. Yes. No idea.
Felger calls him Chuck McCown.
No idea who he is. He's never made an effort to say hello.
So he's met you several times.
Yeah.
All right. Two out of a possible four. Here we go.
Hi, Fred. Sarge here.
Okay.
Well, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Unclear on the concept.
See, I would be a little bit more happy that I don't remember you. Considering Sarge.
Hi, Fred. Sarge here.
No, that's not. Damn it, Sarge. I can't.
Considering I remember Sarge very, very well.
Yeah.
I don't think that you want to be in the same camp as Sarge.
Introducing yourself kind of ruins the game.
This was not as bad as you guys thought. I only completely whiffed on one.
Well, we got a couple more to get to. You want to do them on the other side?
Let's do one the flip flop.
Okay.
In your car at 98.5. On your phone. On the new Sports Hub app. And on your computer. 98.5thesportshub.com. Touch your enrich. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I know I'm only part time, but you refuse to learn my name. If I have to beg and plead with you, Freddie T. Can't you see it would mean so much to me? Do you know my name? Fred Toucher. I've been here so long, you should know. Do you know my name? Fred Toucher. I even worked on the morning show.
All right, there it is. There you have it.
So far out of a possible four people, Fred has guessed two of them.
Well, hold on. He got one right and then half credit on two others, right?
We gave him, half credit. That's correct, John.
I got Lifshatz right. I got that right with a hint. I got Hook absolutely correct.
We gave you a half a point back on the captain, whose name was Sean McIlroy.
Right.
But not... Yeah, you're failing at this point. Two out of four is failing.
Okay, yes, okay? That is 50%. That is a failing grade.
All right,
correct.
So a couple more to get to here, Fred. Part-timers at the radio station, all who have met you, have contact with you, have some connection to you, and they will tell you a little bit about themselves. It is your job to come up with their name. Here we go.
Hi, Fred. I met you once by the vending machine. We had a very nice chat.
You give your hand to me.
I explained how I got my job here at the station.
And I can hardly see.
And I've been an employee here for approaching 5 years.
And anyone can tell.
What's my name?
You think you know me well. But you don't know me.
And so I talked to the person one time.
You talked to him, but he's been on the air here. And I'll give you another hint. One of the ones you missed earlier was Tim McCone. And in full disclosure, Tim McCone claims that I didn't know him either some 2 weeks after I did his 30-minute on-air audition with him. He was part of the Sports Hub talent search years ago. So Tim McCone won his job that way. With me, and he claims I didn't know him a couple of weeks later. This gentleman, who we just heard, also won his job through a Sports Hub talent search. So his name was not only out there, but celebrated.
Yeah, we really talked about that a lot.
We did. We talked about it a ton. And congratulated him on the air through live and recorded promotional announcements. Yes,
I've absolutely no idea. Do you, John?
I think I do, yes.
All right, go ahead.
Is it Sean Silver? It's not Sean. It's because he won.
Everyone's
a contest.
So smart. No. Everyone knows all these people.
Okay,
what does he do at the station?
Headlines and occasionally hosts.
Okay, when?
on the weekends.
How
mostly.
Often does he host?
He's also the other host. I'm one of the hosts. He's the other host for the Revolution pregame half and postgame shows.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I should know.
Now that's ringing a yes.
No,
yeah, come
okay, because I know the on-air town on the weekend because I listen to the station
well,
on the weekend.
Well, he's on the air on the weekend.
Yeah, doing updates?
Yeah, but he talks a lot because he's good. He's good on baseball and he's got a lot of good stuff.
John doesn't know, and I don't know. There's no way you know.
I like another guess. Can I have another
guess? Now you're just throwing names out. Go ahead.
No. Just one with Matt McCarthy.
Yeah. There we go.
There you go.
Matt McCarthy.
All right. Very good. I don't have no idea who that is.
Well, he's a tall drink of water. You can't miss him.
I've met him one time. You've said I've met him one time. You understand that these guys aren't here when I'm here. I have very weird hours. And I guarantee you, but Fred, you jackass. Well, listen. If I'm not here, how am I supposed to know people? I leave the station at 11:30 in the morning. I get here, there's no one here. I leave, and it's Zolak, Hardy, and that crew. Even though I couldn't tell you everyone who works on that show either.
But unfortunately, we were going to include one of them, but yeah, it didn't happen.
Yeah, that would have just been mean. But, I mean, if I don't see these people, I have no idea how I'm supposed to know who they are.
All right,
but,
well, okay. You know what? Softball here coming up for you, Fred.
Talk to y'all now. Say my name. No one is around you. Say baby I love you.
Hi Fred, this should be a pretty easy one
Tracy
for you
Clemens.
Because we've worked together for a long time.
Tracy Clemens.
And I'm one of the only two women that work here.
That's true.
Bonus question, can you name the other one?
Oh man. Oh yeah, oh, Street Team. Oh, oh, I like her too, Street Team. Oh,
her name is not Street. I can't.
She was
Street Team.
She was on the Street Team, and now she helps out. She went to Paisley Park for fun this summer.
Hold on, Fred. This might help you.
Hey, Fred. I knew you wouldn't guess my name, so here's one more clue to help you out. On several occasions, I drove you back and forth to the Deutsche Bank Championship down in Norton.
Well, I'm not going to remember coming back. I know exactly who she is. I can tell you a lot about her. She went to Paisley Park this summer. Yeah. I know exactly who she is. If she drove me to Deutsche Bank, it was once. If she drove me back, that doesn't count. Because I'm off the clock, you understand, at Deutsche Bank.
Sure.
Once the show's over, I'm
driving
out.
Down there, you're on the clock, though. She
yeah, but
drove
I drove
you down there.
It might that might have been
every
once.
Man needed a ride to the Deutsche Bank.
That's the only time I ask for a ride. Only time a year I ask for a ride is Deutsche Bank. Because I want to have fun afterwards.
Pucks and paddles?
No, I didn't get a ride down there.
Okay.
No. No. Only time a year. And I haven't, we don't do Deutsche Bank anymore, so I haven't gotten a ride anywhere in a long time. I don't know her name, and I feel really bad about it because I know exactly who she is, and I like her, and she's cool, and I talk to her quite often, and I have no idea what her name is.
It's Kristen Sermon.
Well, I wouldn't know her last name, Kristen.
That's just stupid. Hi, Fred. Sarge here.
No, that's not how you do it, Sarge. Okay.
Not good with names.
So,
but, yeah, do I get a half a point for Kristen because I know about her life?
No, you have to know her name.
Mm-hmm.
Final score of 3 out of 6.
I'll coach baseball teams, and I won't know the kids' names at the end of the year.
There's so many of them, though. I don't blame you for that.
It's like 12 kids, and I like they
and probably half of them are named like either. In my neighborhood, they're named Liam.
Well, in my neighborhood, they're impronounceable.
Connor.
Just impronounceable, some names.
Connor. Yeah, a ton of Connors.
Yeah, but like, they asked us to, someone asked me to review last spring's team, like, because they didn't have information on the kids going to the draft. And I couldn't remember any of them. I remember like 3 kids. So that's my own mental problems. I've obviously damaged my brain or was born with not a good brain. But nonetheless, Hardy,
we didn't even use Fred's right bell once, I don't think.
Big guy, touch me.
That's right.
Lift shots, I didn't get the...
No, but I was using other bells, and I apologize for not throwing that one in there. So, with a final score of 3 out of 6, fail.
And you know all these people.
Hi, Fred. Sarge here.
No, it's...
Jesus.
You don't get credit for that.
So you know
what's Sarge's real name?
Oh, it's a good one. That's a good question.
Hi, Fred. Sarge here.
Jackass McGee.
No, come on.
Oh, my God.
Stupid fun, stupid stuff.
He goes blank, Sarge, blank.
Oh, Mike Sarge arrived.
Yeah!
There we go.
Hi, Fred. Sarge here.
That's right.
Oh, boy.
Big well, guy, touch me.
Well, there you go. I'm an a-hole. Congratulations, everyone. I hope you all feel good about yourselves.
I wanted to include Sean Silver,
because
you would have never got him. Nope. Tom Tucker Silva, who is...
Is Tom Tucker a joke from Family Guy?
Yeah, that's the same one. Who else? John Hamblett would have been great to include.
That's right.
How the hell do you know who John Hamblett is?
Because I've worked with him.
I've worked with him also.
What, like in the Brian games? Where?
No. He's helped out when I was doing Celtic broadcast. Matt McCarthy, too. He's produced Celtic broadcasts with
someone. So how the hell would I know who he is? You know him because of the Revolution, obviously.
John Hamblett?
Yeah.
No. Just he's a weekend guy. Okay. Joe Murray, we could have included in this game.
Yeah.
Joe Murray, host, though.
He would have gotten Joe Murray.
Yeah, I would have gotten Joe Murray for sure. Yeah, he's got a gambling addiction. I know who Joe Murray is. You can't slide him past me.
You should have used Trupiano.
I would have known Trupiano, too. You just said to say, who you follow, are they in porno? Okay, when we come back, Isaiah
Thomas. Shut up, Troop. Just shut up for a minute.
Oh, that's Anne Heche saying shut up.
Very good. When we come back, Isaiah Thomas is again talking about the Celtics, which you can't stop.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. Isaiah Thomas. You figured it's over, right? You just said it's over. It's not in Cleveland. He's in Los Angeles. You know, what he does with his career, what happens in free agency. Listen, you know, he missed out on a lot of money. But that his is the way of professional sports. If you get a debilitating injury and you don't perform in a money contract year, that's just the way it's going to go. And so you say, Isaiah Thomas, thank you. And by the way, Isaiah Thomas was here for 2.5 years. Can that resonate with everyone? 2.5 years, that's like Mark the Bird Fidrich in Detroit.
Oh, my.
Like, I mean, there are things that pop up. That's like Mark Rippon in Washington, and he won a championship.
Just let me think about the Bird for a second. There's the first athlete I can remember as a kid.
Really? You weren't a big Mickey Lolich guy when he was in the jails?
Mickey Lolich?
No, I don't know from Mickey
1960,
Lolich.
1960, what?
Yeah. But I was tiny as a little kid, but I remember I had because he looked like Big Bird. That's how he got his nickname. And I was of an age where I was watching Sesame Street, and I'm like, oh, I get it, because he looks like Big Bird. I had a T-shirt that said like a cartoon of him.
Or when Pete Rosma and Kirk Gibson swapped wives. Was that Pete Rosma?
But it wasn't Kirk Gibson, was it?
I think so. Yeah, I think it was. By the way, my friend works at an advertising agency. They had this thing at Comerica Park where you took batting practice. Pete Rosma there, doing real good.
Yeah.
Doing really good.
Smart with his money?
I don't think that... You look back, and I don't think that you had FU money back then. Mm. Like, if you were a workaday pitcher that pitched for, like, 5 years,
yeah,
I don't think that you were walking away where you weren't going to have to work again. I think that, you know, you made a good living, but once that's done, if you don't get a job, you're screwed.
Right.
All right, so it says, despite what an acrimonious Bleacher Report, acrimonious departure from the team, Los Angeles Lakers point guard Isaiah Thomas isn't ready to roll out a return to the Boston Celtics. Thomas responded on Twitter that anything can happen when asked if he'd consider signing with the Celtics in the summer. Now, do you think that this was from the Wojnarowski guy or anything like that? Do you think this is from a big-time writer, perhaps a Shaquille O'Neal, maybe a Charles Barkley? No, it's from someone with the Twitter handle Luke. So Luke, not Luke Skywalker, not Luther Campbell, just Luke. A guy named Luke, Isaiah Thomas, who has, let me see here, Isaiah Thomas, who has sought out Luke. I wonder if he searches, he has 1.5 million followers.
Isaiah Thomas said, Q&A, what up?
Right.
And Luke asked the question, Luke Six Hill, would you consider coming back to Boston?
Okay, so I will wager that Isaiah Thomas did that so he would be asked a question about the Celtics. Because if you have 1.5 million followers and then you say, hey, what's up? Ask me questions. You're going to get submitted at least 2,000 questions. So, because guys are going to send more than one. And you seek out the Celtic one. Never rule anything out. Knowing that this would become news. And by the way, this is the same guy who said he was never going to talk to Danny Ainge again. And then this article goes on to see how he'd fit with the team and how he's an intriguing free agent.
Jesus God.
Now, he'd have to back up Kyrie.
Okay.
I mean, that we're going to have to come to grips that he'd have
loads
to back up.
Loads of playing time available should you choose to return.
Yeah, you come here because there's no young talent.
That's right. No young talent. There's a guy who's one of the top 10 players in the league blocking you at your position. But sure, come on by.
So let's get a shoot first. Shoot first, second, and third point guard.
Right.
And that is going to, that's a veteran with an injury history who's blown up when he left town.
Wanted you to back up the Brinks truck for him. I'm sure that, first of all, there's just loads of cap space to pay him and loads of playing time to put him out on the floor.
Yeah.
Sure. Come on by.
I mean, why are people even considering this as an option?
I can't believe. I saw this and I can't believe this actually gained momentum somewhere.
Take like a 12th guy on the bench off the table or some guy who's making who's hurt that's not going to play in the NBA next year. Can you think of a worse free agent signing than Isaiah Thomas for the Boston Celtics? Just off the top of your head. Think of something that would create more noise, create more problems, not deliver on the investment that you've made, fits worse with the team. Can you think of anyone?
Not off the top of my head.
So I'm going to take out Kyrie Irving, and
I'm sure there's a player here or there, but not off the top of my head.
Right. Not a big name player.
No.
Because if you got a big, you need a big. If you got, if you could always use more shooters, you could always, use a defensive
stopper. But you don't need a guy who needs the basketball the entire time and has to take 25 shots to feel like he's worth something.
No, you've developed a team.
Yes.
T-E-A-M. You've developed a team with people who can score. You can spread the ball around a little bit.
You have shooters. You got guys. Finally, unlike 2 years ago when he was with here, you have at least five or six guys that can create their own shots off the dribble, whereas before it was Isaiah doing it and then passing to people.
And you can have, and Kyrie Irving is a guy in the fourth quarter at the end of games who's your closer.
That's right.
There's no reason. No reason. It's inconceivable. Just stop it.
You were about to say inconceivable, weren't you?
Yes, inconceivable.
It's hard to imagine the scenario and the timeline and everything, how it could or would take place.
It would be the worst thing they could possibly do. He'd be a Malkin. It's just bad in so many ways. The investment on someone who's that small and that broken. The investment on someone who doesn't fit into this team at all. The investment in someone who's going to come in and just make a lot of noise and start to... I mean, what do you think he's going to come in and be so... What is the deal with him in Boston? You're in Los Angeles. And Los Angeles is a team that's got young talent.
He's been gearing up to be a free agent and cash in.
Well, it's not going to happen. It's unfortunate. He got hurt.
He's making like $6 or $7 million this year. He wants $20 million at least.
Well, I mean, that's ridiculous.
He's not going to get it anymore. No. But I mean, this is what he's been gearing up for. His one shot at free agency to sign that max deal. Of course, that's out the window now because he is broken. I mean, he's not health wise 100%. I wouldn't think. And what, he's averaging like 15 points a game for the Lakers? But it's a sure way to get your big money.
But here's the deal, is that if he would have kept his mouth shut in Cleveland, he'd still be there and maybe have some sort of free agent value. If he would have kept his mouth shut, they probably would have kept him around, or at least kept him. He wouldn't have left there in a situation where they had to get rid of him. I mean, he did a lot. Listen, he can't help getting hurt. But his attitude and this obsession with Boston is... all self-sabotage.
I don't think it's an obsession with Boston in this particular case, just from this one tweet. And I'll give him the benefit of the doubt and just saying, look, crazy things happen. Right. Or, you know, in sports around the league, Dwayne Wade is a good example. And Dwayne Wade, any way you could come home to Chicago, it's like, of course not. If you go back 4 or 5 years ago, but he not only ends up there, but back playing with LeBron in Cleveland, back in Miami. I mean, it's crazy what happens to some of these good players toward the end of their career. So I'll give Isaiah Thomas the benefit of the doubt that he was just taking a long-term view, like anything could happen. Am I going to be there as part of the Kyrie Irving, Gordon Hayward, Al Horford type of unit? No, I don't think anybody sees a scenario where that would happen, but like someday, and that's all it is. Would you consider coming back to Boston?
It is this offseason, though. Never mind.
Yes.
This offseason. Okay.
All right. Well, then.
I'll give myself the buzzer.
Thank you. Would you consider coming back to Boston this offseason?
Not going to happen.
Then taking into account, there's probably 2,000 or more questions that he was asked, and he picks that one out. Knowing that he knows, he's not stupid, he knows that that's going to get people going. And, it's Twitter and you're reading too much into Twitter. Then get off Twitter. You're on Twitter to get talked about. Isaiah Thomas doesn't have to be on Twitter. There's nothing he has to do on there. Was he a Kardashian? Was he going to put people paying him to put shoes up there?
No.
Guy's making millions of dollars. He needs that Twitter money?
No. And he doesn't have the brand that needs constant reinforcement on social media.
Right. I mean, if he puts something up, it has to be about the Celtics to get any kind of push behind it. Billy Jaffe, you're going to join us at 9 o'clock. The Jaff man. And I want to know how many of these guys are actually hurt, in his opinion. Or how many of these guys are just getting rest. Because I like the rest. I like gearing up. They're winning with nobodies. They're winning with a kid first star, first game ever in the NHL. They're rolling, baby. They're at the craps table and they're rolling 40s. You know,
Jaffe will slow all of our excitement though on Donato. That's Jaffe's job. The temper expectations.
Well, Jaffe wasn't a huge fan of Pastrnak. I mean, he just said he's too young and it's too early to make any prognostications. What's a good roll in craps? Four,
seven.
Four?
Seven right out of the break. Seven right off the
top. What if I roll a four?
That's the point.
Six or eight is a good point. Six or eight is a dynamite point.
Yep.
Six or eight is a better point.
Yep. Four is tougher to get.
So what if I go three? What am I rolling then? Six?
What's your question? Are you likable?
Three to six.
Are you an everyman? What's the question?
I'm an everyman. Everyone knows it. Everyone knows it, except for Marshall Hook. Very mean.
If you were an everyman, you would play craps. You'd know the rules.
Yeah. That's right. You'd roll them bones.
I play craps every time I eat broccoli.
Brian Windhorst.
Well,
no, he doesn't eat broccoli.
Well, it's in general gals, so sometimes I do it by accident. All right. So we'll be right back.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, it's
big snow coming. Big snow coming tomorrow.
Is this going to affect you if you decide in one way or the other with your travel plans?
It shouldn't. My travel plans are a very early morning flight, so I should miss that.
Yeah.
And so, but the problem is that my parents are both geriatric, so, and they are taking care of my children at my house. So if it snows anywhere over like 5 inches, they're going to be in trouble.
Homebound.
And the kids have things they have to do. Like, leave the house.
And now, will your parents drive them places, or are they going to get picked up and taken to those places?
No, my parents will drive them. My parents are, you know, they can drive. For some reason, not our automobiles. Like I said before, I think my mother's probably done when I had the Fusion, which is difficult to do. She probably did $3,000 to $5,000 worth of damage to the car. Like, when I traded it in, because there was a certain point where part of the reason I got rid of it was a good car, is that there was a certain point where it's like, I mean, I can't fix any of it. Like, if something happens, I'm not fixing it.
Yeah.
Because there's so much body damage, 90% of it due to my mother, who's, by the way, in town once a year, 1 week a year, and you come back and it just looks like they're in a demolition derby.
So, are you going to allow them to drive your cars, or are they going to rent one?
No, they're watching my kids for a week. I'm not going to get on them too much, but... You know, Stephanie was like, let's put one of the cars. First of all, it would have to be my car because she drives an SUV. Let's put one of the cars. We have a one-car garage, very narrow. So let's put one of the cars in the garage. And I said, well, why don't we just get rid of one of the cars? Because the idea that my mother or father would have the ability to back straight out of the garage is impossibility. Because you only get like 2 inches on each end, 2 or 3 inches. And, you know, I can do it. I'm no, you know, stunt driver, but I can do it. But my parents, and they would have a heart attack. They wouldn't drive the car. They wouldn't drive the car. It would sit in there. And they can't shovel because of physical, you know.
But you've only got a one-car garage.
Yeah.
So you're putting one car in the garage.
No. Because I can't because they're going to need two cars.
Oh.
Because the kids have to do different things at the same time.
Oh, so they're going to be driving both.
Mom cars. And your dad out on the road at the same time.
Yeah.
Is that, now, Fred, I'm a little particular about my car. Not crazy, but a little bit. Are you particular about yours?
No. Okay. All right. But I like not to have auto body damage. I mean, it's a new car. Yeah, I would prefer that it doesn't get all smashed apart.
Bashed apart.
I don't want to spend $2,000, you know, getting a door fixed. So, yeah. Because the door I have doesn't shut right, so I have to get it fixed anyway and leave it to my mom. She'll smash the driver's side door. So I can't take it back to the dealer and say, hey, there was something wrong with it. They'll just assume it was from damage that occurred to the car.
Oh.
So the idea is that perhaps I could pay Nick to come up and shovel if it gets too bad.
I don't think it's going to necessitate having Nick drive up from Marshfield and pay him a sum of $40, the price you two have negotiated, to shovel what I am convinced is going to be no more than 6 inches of fluffy snow. I'm putting it in my head right now. Power of positive thinking.
6 inches of fluffy snow is going to be very difficult for my parents to navigate.
Well,
you don't understand.
I'm saying with a neighbor or I'm telling you, I would do it. I would just stop by and do it.
Oh, the fights my parents are going to have with each other. Because the pressure is going to be so on them that to actually be able to get out of the snow that my father and mother are going to be, it could be a real scene in there. My kids are going to come back. It's going to be, they'll be huddled in a corner.
What are the odds that a neighbor of yours, a fan of the program, is listening right now?
Those are two different things.
And will approach you at some point later today and say, hey, Fred, don't worry about it. We'll make sure your mom and dad can get out to take the kids.
According to my conversation with neighbors, no one is aware of what I do. Or if they are aware of what I do, but they'll always preface something by saying, I never listen to your show, but...
Mm-hmm.
You're like, well, that's interesting. You know, I never have hemorrhoids, but I did use your Preparation H the other day.
Yes. I've never listened to your show, but when you were talking about the Rhea,
yeah,
I could relate.
Right. So that's the deal, is that my wife has reached out to a neighbor, but it's asking a lot of a neighbor to come in and shovel.
It's not that much. You've got, with both cars parked in your driveway, how many feet would you guess from the back of your cars to the street are going to have to be shoveled? 8?
Feet?
Yes.
From the back of the car to the end of the driveway?
Yes.
3 feet.
Yeah. That's I was generous when I said 8 feet.
Yeah, 3 feet. 3 feet of shoveling.
It's not too much to ask.
Oh, my parents. Oh, in the worry and the craziness, because you have to tell them wherever the kids have to be, and that's enough. Oh, my mother.
The directions to everywhere, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, because they can't use Google Maps. Oh, no.
They don't have like a map app on the phone that will
No, because they don't
them.
Know their Apple IDs, and if you try to get their Apple ID, they smack the phone right out of your hand.
What about pulling up the nav on your Bentley or whatever it is you're driving now? Your
spaceship.
Your motor
set to French. So
is it a Fiat?
No, it's when you get a
Le
car.
Le car.
It's a Le car.
I remember those.
That's right. It's a Le car. Why do they not use the...
No.
Why don't you just ask them to describe string theory for you? They're going to use the thing in my car? I don't know how to use it.
I can't use the one in my wife's car.
They don't work. They don't work.
The one in my Dodge works great. It's fine. I cannot use the one in my wife's car. I don't get it.
And so that's going to be the situation today. They're supposed to get in at 1. And then from then on, life becomes a Twists and turns.
More difficult.
And then what about the next storm? Because obviously there's another one coming.
Of course there is. Yeah,
in like 6 days.
Of course.
Got to be.
By the way, Rich is supposed to fly in tomorrow.
I know.
And that ain't going to happen.
Nope. Not a chance.
Nope.
So I don't know. If it's a long event and it only ends up being like 6 inches of snow, they can keep the runways clear enough for him to land.
They don't
get
be
back to work
Texas
for the first time
for
in two
another
weeks.
Couple of days.
The airline doesn't care about that. The airlines don't care about that. They won't try to get people
It's
out.
All about getting planes to where they need to go. And if you get stuck here or stuck somewhere else before they can get here, more delays.
All right. Billy Jaffe is going to join us.